Good morning. I wanted to record a poem called Broken. You set me up to violate me. You lied to me when you told me that your mom was home, and she was not. You showed me porn and knew that I was just 11 years old, and that I had no idea what porn was. You betrayed me. And you did not stop when you were choking me and I was sobbing. You did not stop when you were hurting me. You did not stop when I was crying. You did not care what you had done to me. You did not care the pain you had caused. You knew that I did not want to do what you were doing to me. You knew that I was crying and scared. You did not care the damage you caused, and then you threatened to kill me if I told anyone. You tried to steal my soul away from me, but what you have done is made me stronger. You have made me stronger to fight against predators like you. You have made me find my voice and to speak my truth. You have made me a warrior that shouts my truth from the rooftops. I am healing every day and untangling myself from you. Another poem I want to read is Trust. I trusted you. I thought I knew you. I thought that you were my friend. I thought that I could trust you. But I did not know what porn was. I did not understand what you were doing to me. I was terrified and scared. You do not realize what you have done to me and what this has cost me. A few days go by and I am still afraid. I do not want to be around any of my friends. I do not want to be able to talk about what you did to me. A couple of months go by. The shame I feel is getting worse. The tears are getting harder to hide. I want all this to go away. I do not want to tell anyone. It's getting harder to hide the pain. I must have done something to deserve you hurting me like this. I'm afraid of running into you again. I do not want to be near a boy again. I do not want to trust a boy again. I do not want to be touched again. I hold the pain deep inside. And you will never know what you did to me. Another poem titled Inside. Look inside yourself. Listen to this little girl that was only 11. Still terrified, ashamed, hurt, angry, betrayed. She feels alone. I try to comfort her, to give her a voice, to tell her that she is safe and to tell her story. Still afraid of the threat that you made. Afraid to say the words. I need to be held. To cry. To be told that it was not your fault. Trying to give that little girl inside a voice of me. I cannot believe that I have been raped 5 other times. And, another poem titled Forever Changed. I was forever changed on the day that he decided to take what I did not consent to. I thought that I could trust him. I thought that he was my friend. I did not know what sex was. I did not know what porn was. I did not want to have sex with him. He took me into the bathroom. Next thing I know, he was shoving his penis in my mouth. I was crying and choking. He did not care that I was crying and choking. I did not understand why he hated me so much, and he kept on shoving it in my mouth. Next thing I know, we were up in his bedroom, and he was on top of me, inside of me. It hurt so bad, and I did not want this to happen. I am frozen, outside my body, and crying. I have left my body, wishing that I was up in the sky. He threatened to kill me if I told. I do not ever say a word until I'm in high school. That day changed my life forever. These were a couple of my poems I wanted to read and share from my book, The Journey Back to Myself, A Book of Healing Poetry. I wrote this book as I've been healing from post-traumatic stress and just wanted to share these poems with you. Thanks for listening.